Entropy, chaos, oblivion. The forces that shape our destinies watch as we blunder about within our self-imposed asylums. They are observing us from that unfathomable region. That place from which no traveler returns unchanged, from beyond the box. The one thing we are all born with, no matter how rich or how poor. For many, it is often the only thing we have to sell, the only thing we possess of any value. We can sell our present for survival in the future. We can trade our future for solvency in the present. The only thing we haven't thus far been able to sell is our past. But technology is a marvelous thing, and when combined with the free market, anything is possible. But certain restrictions do apply. Tonight's episode, Life Rights, by Wayne Raleigh.
Hey, are you turning 18 to 34 years old this year? Get ready to go demo. Register, implant, and connect. It's easy. It's the only way to see your free message from the demographic, and it's the law. Regular fees apply, including a one-time introductory charge for free content. Hey, are you turning 18 to 34 years old this year? Get ready to go demo. Register, implant, and
please,
connect.
Sit it's down, easy. Claire.
It's the only way to see
thank
your
you.
Free message from the demographic, and it's
my
the
name is regular Isabel. Should we choose to work together, I'll hey, be serving as your producer. Are you comfortable?
I'm sorry, that screen keeps register, catching my eye. Is it possible
to...
Do
what?
It's just, I can't really afford to be watching anything right now.
Of course, I understand. I can't turn it off, but I can move it a little. Here, then if you sit this way...
Much better. Thank you.
No problem.
I'm embarrassed. I just...
Don't be. It's not a problem at all.
My D30 is about all I can afford to watch these days.
Sure. That's why you're here, of course.
Yes.
A little extra spending money?
I lost my job last month.
I'm sorry. Where did you work?
The Olive Lobster.
Oh, I love that place. They automated, didn't they? No people. How do you order?
You just talk. The restaurant hears you and your food arrives up through the middle of the table.
Amazing.
Is that something you might be interested in buying? The last day that I was let go, it was pretty interesting.
I'm sure it was. But I tend to be more interested in stories that are more personal.
Sure.
Stories that pack an emotional punch.
Is that a picture of your son? A very handsome young man.
Oh, I can't believe he goes demo next week.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
18 years old on Monday. Oh, he gets his ocular implants tomorrow. He's very excited. He's been liking things left and right for the past month. So his custom content will be, oh, what did he call it? An optimum ad experience. Oh, it's like they have their own language, teenagers.
You must be very proud.
Well, his implants are linked to my credit card, so I don't know if I'm proud or terrified. Do you have any children, Claire?
No.
I see. Well, do you have any questions for me? I like to make sure you understand the process before you pitch.
Well, I don't... I'm afraid I don't know much about it. Does it hurt?
Of course not. It's a very simple procedure. We make a three-dimensional functioning map of your brain's neural pathways, just like they do when you rent a car. Then, with our contract in place, we extract the experiences you've sold us and remove them from your memories. We digitize and deposit those memories into our imagination bank. And when one of our content creators needs an experience or emotion to add to an entertainment property, they can search our database and find what they need.
But I'll forget the memory.
Not exactly. You simply won't have it anymore. It will not have ever existed for you. That's what you're selling us. Exclusive use of the memory, which relinquishes your rights.
But why can't I just...
Sell the story but keep the memory?
Yeah.
Well, because that would be in violation of our copyright. Being able to repackage, reboot, and repurpose existing stories has made Time, Wormazon, Flickcast, Facebooks the number one entertainment content producer in all 62 states. Audiences want to know that what they are buying is something someone somewhere has seen before. It gives them confidence in the product. We know there are a lot of mandatory recreational media options available, and we have to stay competitive.
I understand.
So, in order to synthesize value around your memory, we have to employ strict guidelines.
Of course, I didn't mean to...
Not at all. That is exactly what I'm here for. Copyright law can be a tricky road to navigate. That's my job, to help you, to be your creative partner.
What if I see my memory on screen? Will I know it's mine?
You will not. Even if you're told explicitly that you are watching your memory, you won't be able to place it. Once you sell the memory to us, it will not belong to you anymore. Do you wish to continue?
I have some memories of my childhood. I was hoping to sell some memories of my childhood.
Sure.
Well, they're very rich and vivid and unique.
I'm sure they are. Go ahead.
Each spring, my parents would take me to the Skagit Valley Tulip Festival. When I was growing up, that was all just farm fields up there. The largest tulip-producing region outside of Holland. Row after row of red, yellow, purple, orange. Until you saw it for the first time, you didn't realize that rainbows could be grown out of the ground. We'd always stop at this farm stand, the snow goose, or ice cream cones. A single scoop of chocolate ice cream as big as your head. My dad would let me order for myself. He'd tell me I could pick any flavor I wanted, but you know, I always chose chocolate. It was probably the only, just a few years in a row, but I felt like I spent my entire childhood in front of that ice cream cabinet.
It's called imprinting. The memories that stay with you are the ones that have most greatly affected your life.
The best part was the ride home. My dad would sit in the back seat and read to me from this old comic book, one from his collection when he was a kid. Captain Carrot and His Amazing Zoo Crew. It was a superhero comic from the 80s that took place in a world where all the people were animals. Like they were animals, but they had been,
anthropomorphized?
Yes, yes.
Fun.
Captain Carrot was a Superman-like rabbit, and Pig Iron was this big metal pig. Oh, the one with super speed was a turtle, of course. He was called Fastback. And a rubber duck, a wise, cracking duck who had the power to stretch his body to incredible proportions.
Wise quacking.
Excuse me?
The duck. You said wise cracking. He was probably... Never mind.
Oh, right, yes! I think that's how they described him, wise quacking. My dad, he was really good at voices. He did a different voice for each of the characters. I loved it. He smelled like salt, sweat, and the orange-smelling stuff he used to clean the grease off his hands. He worked so hard. He was always so tired, and reading comic books out loud isn't easy, you know. He could barely see that tiny print, but he read every word all the way home. I'll never forget that. I mean, it's a wonderful memory, very rich and full of detail.
It truly is, Claire. Sounds wonderful. Is your father still with us?
No.
I see.
Would Would you be interested in a memory like that?
Isabel, are you Isabel? My name's Hugo. They told me you were my producer.
I'm sorry.
I'm Hugo Boss.
Oscar, I'm with a client right now.
Oscar?
Yes.
My genes say Hugo Boss.
What can I do for you, Oscar?
I just threw myself in front of a bus. You want it?
Oh, my.
I'm so sorry. Oscar, what have I told you about self-infliction?
Have we met?
We talk every week.
No.
Yes.
I need a sale.
I don't think so.
I ate dog poop this morning. I know what dog poop tastes like.
And you need to write yourself a post-it note because you come in here every week with that.
I do?
And every week I tell you I don't license that kind of stuff.
Every week?
Here, take this card. I want you to start going to meetings. I will buy the bus, but you have to start going to meetings.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Oscar. Please call that number and get some help.
I will. I promise. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry you had to see that.
Is he all right?
Some people undergo the procedure too many times, and they get stuck in a cycle of dependence. Abusing the procedure can lead to a certain amount of significant memory loss.
Oh.
But only if you abuse it. My strategy as a producer is to pinpoint the memories that will bring you the largest price point, and us the largest return on our investment.
What about mine? My memory about my father. Can you use it?
Claire, I know it might seem tough right now, but there are other ways to make money. Ways that don't cost quite so much.
No, 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 please. I have others. They must have some value.
They do. That's why you should hold on to them. I'm sorry, Claire. I'm afraid we have more idyllic childhood flashbacks than we can use right now. Thank you for coming in.
I lied.
I'm sorry?
I lied to you earlier about not having kids. I had a child. Many years ago, a daughter. She was beautiful.
I see.
She passed away.
I see.
Would you like to know how?
Yes.
Illness. She had an illness that the whole of modern medical science was powerless to cure.
I'm so sorry.
Me too. If I fall 2 weeks behind on my D30, I'll be sent to occupational rehabilitation. I've already received a first notice.
I'd like to hear about your daughter, Claire. Whatever you can remember.
I remember everything, Isabel. I remember everything.
Let me open an archive.
This segment appeared in the Back to School episode, recorded on September 8th, 2014. It was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal, and featured special guests Cliff Mass, Steve Scher, and Modern Angels. This is Sandbox Radio.